This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. After a four-month delay because of the pandemic, the Cleveland Indians begin their shortened season on Friday. They'll play 60 games between now and the end of September. WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this will be a baseball season unlike any other, and it comes with a lot of challenges.
For example, the Indians are opening with 17 consecutive games.
Every day.
Every single day. Then they have a day off and they play like, I don't know, 12 more or something. I mean, this is a test of your ability to, frankly, keep your players healthy, not just in terms of the virus, which I think is actually going to be a lesser element here, than just flat out old-fashioned pulled muscles, sore arms, you know, you ran into the wall, you busted your knee, all these things that happen over the course of a season. Condensed, because Amanda, like during the regular season with 162 games, you can think, boy, Carlos Santana looks like he could really use a day off. He ain't getting a day off now, whether he looks like it or not. They're all going to play through it.
Yeah, it's a sprint.
It's a sprint, and if you're feeling tired, see, their bodies are not conditioned really to go what they're going to be facing. And I know they held their breath when these guys showed up.
So this is a sprint, 60 games. This is going to happen fast. The Indians are known to get off to a slow start. So how are you expecting they're going to do?
They better get off to a fast start. That's well, I think, you know, they're coming out into 80-degree weather. And here we go. It'd be interesting if they get some really bad rain. I don't know if they're going to back these things up with doubleheaders or what.
Yeah.
Again, the challenges are there. It's also going to be one of, you know, they're telling these guys, don't hit the bars. Don't do some of the things you normally do during a season. You've got to be self-disciplined. I think that'll be a test for the different teams. Who can really do this? Francona said, the manager, and I like this, he said, it's like we're going into August and we're tied for first place with four other teams in our division. He says, that's what it's really like when you're starting in late July. You know, you got about 2 months or less to play and you're tied with all these other guys. Now, the bad thing is if you kind of come out and open and lose 7 out of 10, you go, oh, it's over. How about this? The Washington Nationals started last season. They ended up going winning the World Series. They were 19-31 after 50 games. And they ended up, they got hot, and they ended up winning the whole thing. So that's what I think is going to be surprising. We'll see some teams get off to a good start that we didn't figure, and others will struggle. And then the big battle will be to, all right, Amanda, so you go, let's say the Indians are 12-16. You say, man, I don't know. Let's see, that's 12-16. That's 28 games. We only play 60. You got to make sure your players stay focused and all that, or they start thinking, well, this is not meant to be.
Yeah, it can get out of hand really quick.
I think it's going to be a test of character as much as talent for these teams.
Well, and, you know, whoever wins this thing, it's not going to go down in history the same.
No, it won't. But if you played a part of it, you say, hey, it meant a lot to me. It's the wide open for the Indians. If they could have a good, whatever this is, 60-game sprint, to build up some interest also for next year. Because, you know, they're always fighting for their fan base, and they're always fighting for attention.
Right.
And fighting for dollars. And even though the games are, that's the other thing, games are being played in empty stadiums with the sound pumped in, I'm anxious to see what the Indians' TV ratings are. I think they're going to explode.
Really?
Extremely high. Now, given the fact you can't go to the game anyway, now you really have that because there's nothing else. So it's the door's there for them. And I think this is a big point that I would be stressing to the Indians. You know, this is a chance for you guys to really grab the interest of the town, even though there'll be nobody in the stands.
It's going to be interesting. It starts Friday. I can't wait to see what some of these games look like. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.